Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, just for tradition, because it really don't matter. Every day is a fucking evil day on this fucking planet. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the second day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029. And hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 86 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 49 and a fire advisory. And yesterday I went out there and it was starting to get hazy, smoky. So it's almost time to choke to fucking death. And don't worry about those respiratory systems, and make sure you got that fucking mask on, because it won't stop fucking smoke even. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back and we'll talk about the moral high ground.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. You know, I think we've reached the top of the high ground, the highest mountain ever fucking climbed, and we're all on top of it. So you got to ask, what next? You know, what do we do next here? And, well, lock and load. The goddamn enemy's right in your fucking face. They show you themselves every day, and they tell you they're the enemy. They tell you they're trying to kill you. Lock and load. And start putting those motherfuckers down. Take those shiny fucking rifles and start using those son of a bitches. That's what you do when you get, I mean, what if it costs us the high ground killing motherfuckers that kill little babies, huh? I didn't get my copy. I got Hunter Biden here. I'm looking at that son of a bitch there with them little girls. You think if you got that son of a bitch that you'd lose some moral high ground somewhere? I killed a rapist and a fucking drug addict, a pedophile. And like I said, probably those little girls were taken and hacked up alive in the multi-million-dollar industry, because that's all that counts on this goddamn earth is mammon, right? Oh, man. Well, let's see what we got here. I mean, we got to have something to talk about here. New Democrats, Illinois Governor J.P. Pitzer has signed legislation allowing, we did that already. You know, we were talking about the Jew boy the other day, and you know, he got one of the charges dropped, and if you were looking on the site, you saw him, and the kinky haired son of a bitch. But fucking, I told you that there was nothing going to happen to this guy. He is a fucking Jew. He's a Jew's Jew. Bankrupt FTX confirms plan to relaunch crypto exchange. This is the one he did the fraud on. After feds drop another charge against founder Sam Bankman Fried. What do you think? Did they drop another charge against him? And now they're opening up the same fucking cryptocurrency fucking agency that ripped people off for, I think, a couple of billion dollars there. The bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX has officially confirmed its plans to relaunch following the announcement that the government would drop a federal charge against its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried. No, they would never do that. They would do that. Well, I guess they would. They'd do it for you and me. The announcement comes after federal prosecutors on Tuesday dropped a federal campaign charge against FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. The Fed said they dropped the campaign finance charge against the crypto scammer and Democrat donor due to, quote, procedural failing. Boy, that tells me a whole fucking lot, don't it? Sure does. What was he invoked his fucking goddamn sovereign immunity, and you don't have a court to prosecute him in? Is that what you game you guys are fucking playing? Sam Bankman-Fried, a 30-year-old Democrat darling, spent more than $40 million to fund the midterms with his Ponzi scheme. Look, they're calling it a Ponzi scheme. Through the crypto exchange he found, FTX, up to $2 billion is missing after FTX collapsed last year. The plans were unveiled by the bankruptcy administrator with John J. Ray III appointed CEO in the aftermath of FTX's collapse in November 2022, leading the change. Anyway, yeah, I'm jump right back on board. I told you what them fucking cryptocurrencies were and how what they would do with them. I mean, shit, if you're that stupid, man, you deserve to get fucking ripped off. The new plan will focus, you're talking about this place went under on, and charges are being filed, fraud charges. But at the same time, this guy pops back up, extradited from the Bahamas, and he pops back up, and hey, fuck, a week later, they're setting up business again. Must have got a different limited liability corporation, huh? The new plan will focus on serving offshore clients and includes a detailed pathway for one class of clients in cooperation with third-party investors to restart the FTX exchange. You step into that shit, you deserve the shit on your fucking feet. However, this plan requires collective agreement before any decision can be made. According to the proposition, former FTT holders are not entitled to receive anything, according to the Wants Guru. So they had to shift it to a different limited liability corporation. We are pleased today to deliver on our commitment to file the plan at the relatively early stage before the expiration of the customer bar dates. The completion of our pending investigations and everything, it's all under investigation, guys. And yes, they don't need the investigation because they're fucking guilty. And the investigations will find that they're guilty. And the preparations for a disclosure statement, said John J. Riley III, Chief Executive Officer and Chief Restructuring Officer of the FTX debtors. This is expected to facilitate credit feedback to further discuss open issues in the plan with shareholders, including the Unsecured Creditors Committee, the Ad Hoc Committee of Non-U.S. Customers, and other parties with whom we have been in discussion. Our goal is to achieve a consensual plan and emergency a consensual plan and emergency form of bankruptcy, is what it should say. From bankruptcy, I'm sorry. We are committed to working through these matters in the third quarter of 2023 and filing an amended plan and a disclosure statement in the fourth quarter. I got one ear that is just, I mean, I'm almost fucking deaf in my left ear. I've been trying to get it cleared up. It's fucking driving me insane. And that's a short fucking trip here. I would like to thank the entire FTX. I would like to thank the entire FTX debtors team for helping us to reach this milestone in the bankruptcy process, while at the same time continuing the hard work underway to maximize recoveries for customers and creditors. I would especially like to give my deepest gratitude to the independent board of directors who have devoted substantial time and energy from the early default days of this bankruptcy and throughout the last several months to provide the necessary governance and leadership as we navigate through these difficult matters, Ray continued. Well, here you go, people. I mean, they're wanting to, you know, go crypto here get rid of the fucking paper money so that they can track and trace and tell you what you can and cannot fucking buy. But man, everybody would be pointing, what about the $2 billion loss? How'd that happen? Because it's backed by nothing. Cryptocurrency is backed by fucking nothing. You start with nothing, and then somebody hands you something. Then you don't. It's not you have it banked. It's sitting there. It's already a fucking black hole because you started it with nothing. People can't understand the simplest fucking concepts in this world anymore, I don't think. And here they show the Jew boy with his fucking hair, his Jew hair and his Jew fucking nose. This piece of fucking shit. And I tell you, he's smirking because nothing's going to happen to him. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. And that is fuck us over. Yeah, you betcha. Again, you know, evidence of Biden Burisma corruption is overwhelming. Yeah, it has been for fucking years now. What about it? They have Canada, a pastor who gave a Christian sermon to the truckers. It says be fire. I think it's supposed to be before. Their protest is facing 10 years in prison. This is his son in the EU Parliament warning of the tyranny facing all of Canada, where even the clergy cannot preach from the Bible. And you have to go watch it over there because it won't come across the phone. We're going to find out why as fast as we can. And I thought this was nice here. NIH funded study just vaccinated a human using genetically modified mosquitoes. Really? A box full of genetically modified mosquitoes successfully vaccinated a human against malaria in a trial funded by the National Institute of Health. Continue reading. The study involved about 200 hungry mosquitoes biting a human subject's arm. Human participants placed their arm directly over a box full of the blood suckers. And I mean, if you're administering this, how can you... I mean, they say this is way better than using a needle, but how can you measure the dosages? One first question coming to me. Next thing is, how about I don't want the fucking mosquito? I don't want the fucker. I don't want the shit you're fucking selling. So you're going to fucking put it in mosquitoes and have mosquito fucking come and invade my fucking body and put your fucking product in it, you motherfuckers? You think you will? If I ever got something from a fucking mosquito and I knew it was from you, I'd find out exactly who you are. I'd walk up to you and I'd stick a pistol in your fucking face and I'd pull the fucking trigger. You got that, you motherfuckers? You better keep your fucking mosquitoes in your fucking lab and you better destroy the motherfuckers. You come out and try this fucking shit. We were talking about, what do we do? Lock and fucking load. How far do they got to go? Lock and load. We use the mosquitoes like they're 1,000 small flying syringes, said researcher Dean Murphy, as reported by NPR. And yeah, but again, you know, I mean, just not that I give a shit about none of this stuff, but how do you measure the fucking level of fucking vaccination that you're giving? And a needle that's got markings on the side of it, what might have you? And what if too many mosquitoes bite you and give you too much, or not enough mosquitoes bite you? Well, it's all fucking poison anyway, so it don't matter, but just to the point. 3 to 5 vaccinations took place over a 30-day interval. The mosquitoes gave minor versions of malaria that didn't make people sick, but gave them antibodies. Efficacy from the antibiotics lasted a few months. Half of the individuals in each vaccine group did not develop detectable P. falciparum infection, and a subset of these individuals was subject to a second CHMI 6 months later and remained partially protected. These results support further development of genetically accentuated sporozoites is what they're calling. You know, I don't read medical books. I don't have a dictionary, and I don't really give a shit if I can pronounce it or not. Got it? As potential malaria vaccine researchers concluded, Carolina Reed was one of the 26 participants in the study. My whole arm swelled and blistered. My family was laughing, asking, why are you subjecting yourself to this? Because I'm a fucking moron. My brain leaked out my fucking ear while I was sleeping. Reed enjoyed her experience so much that she says she wants to participate in as many vaccine trials as she can. Well, fucking, I hope you don't last very long, Typhoid Mary. For this research, each participant received $4,100 as an incentive. I don't want to pay for this. I don't know about you fucking people, but I don't want to pay nothing. I don't want none of my resource from my country going to this. And you motherfuckers in that corporation, you do not have the right to take our fucking resources from us without due process of the law and give it to any motherfucker for any fucking reason, period. No reason. Even if you got a good reason, you can't do it. You don't have the authority and you fucking know it. Adverse reactions were what one would expect after getting bit by hundreds of mosquitoes and nothing more. Like I said, this is sick shit. I mean, what are you going to put the? I mean, they talk kind of go hedge. Here we go. Get ready. Dr. Christine Like calls the research a total game changer. Like led the phase one trials of Pfizer's COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. Quit putting it in your fucking articles until you can produce the fucking isolation study, which cannot exist because you've never isolated one motherfucking virus in your whole fucking, in the whole career of the fucking medicine in this fucking world, period. You know it. Vaccine and was a co-investor for Moderna and Novavax. Restart now. Let's cross off this. Go fuck off. How about that? Researchers say the genetically modified mosquitoes will not be used at large to vaccinate millions of people. Of course they won't. They would never do that. And Trump's going to get rid of all the fucking illegals and the dreamers. As soon as he's elected, he's going to go down and fucking get rid of that executive order, giving DACA fucking recipients DACA. He's going to do all that. Of course, they're not going to use this for mass vaccination. Of course they wouldn't. And remember, every time somebody gets vaccinated, they're going to shed. I mean, there's only one way to stop these motherfuckers, and they need to be stopped before they push one more fucking plunger. Lock and load. The reason why mosquitoes were used instead of syringes, they claim, was to save costs. You fucking right. He and his colleagues went this route because it is costly and time-consuming to develop a formulation of a parasite that can be delivered with a needle, NPR reports. Fuck you. Just letting you know what's going on. Just, yeah, you're fucking out. If they want to release mosquitoes with some fucking carcinogen in it, well, they fucking will. Let me see here. There was one this. I like this one here, but it doesn't have a story with it. But it's hundreds of ULEZ cameras destroyed. Growing group of Blade Runners vowed to destroy every camera. And this is over in Britain. And if you watch the fucking video on this, they've got about 200 of them. They're going out and fucking with black masks on and coats on, and they're out there ripping these motherfuckers down. And a couple of them got arrested. Oh, shit. And in America, everybody would shit, and they go and wait for the fucking rapture. Somebody got arrested. A couple of them got arrested, and it fucking made the fucking movement grow. These people are fucking have had enough. They're doing something. Somebody's doing something. Why? We can't even fucking do this. I mean, how fucking pathetic are we up on that fucking high ground? Niger, France, Russia struggle for influence in the major uranium producer African democracies threaten military action, and the coup association nations vow to defend Nigerian neighbors. And here we are again. You know, you fucking didn't Hillary Clinton sell our fucking uranium and our supplies in this country to fucking Russia? I mean, wasn't that a fucking act of espionage? I mean, an act of aid and abetting a fucking known enemy. Now we're sitting here supposed to be worried about him fucking pulling the nuclear trigger. I mean, how things change in such short times is just really fucking amazing. Many people's first reaction upon hearing of the coup d'etat in Niger was complete lack of surprise and of interest. But once you realize the larger political, geopolitical focus at play, you realize that it is not just another African coup, but rather it is a part of a tectonic shift in the region. I mean, listen to how they're putting tectonic shift. That's like an earthquake. I mean, they found out what you got, motherfuckers. You better get ready for some help. Tectonic shift in the region that may have planetary repercussions. Let's see what the hell they're talking about here. Showing a nice fellow there. The rebelling military arrested and deposed Niger President Mohamed Bazoum and proceeded to install General Abdurrahman. Yeah, I speak Nigerian. He's got a last name. Tachini. Fuck you. As the new leader, reactions came from everywhere, specifically from the colonial power of France. I mean, they've been taking the fucking their goddamn resources forever. They put this fucking guy in a coup, and he's not going to turn it over. So it's time. Hey, maybe they'll come and get our fucking mercenaries. You know, what we call the United States Army, which is really a fucking United Nations fucking goon squad. And they'll say, you're going to get some help there, fella. I'm going to let you know right now. You got resources, and they want them. Thousands of people flocked to the streets in Niger to protect against France and West African threats. Chaos erupted outside the French embassy, and footage shows a door set ablaze by the famous furious protesters. If you add to the tension the reality that Niger has more gold and uranium reserves, and also the fact that two military blocs have already lined up for conflict over the situation in the country in just a few days, you realize that whatever our preoccupations about Africa, this is one of the biggest stories around. Man, you're looking for weapons. We're going to fund these guys, right? We're going to send them funding and weapons and what might have you, right? We got two sides to fight here. You got a war going here. That ching ching, you're talking some fucking real fucking money here, people. West African nations impose sanctions and threaten force on Sunday if Niger coup leaders fail to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum within a week, while supporters of the junta attack the French embassy in Niamey. I'm not an African either. But the bottom line here is, you know, fuck what the French have to do with these people. This is their goddamn country. This is their fucking battle. They know, oh, these are our resources. This is our resources, man, because we stuck a flag in the fucking ground there, you know, a few hundred years ago, and this belongs to France. We just pulled up to your fucking shore, and hey, guess what? It don't belong to you no more. The 15-nation ECOWAS, ECWAS, blocks response to the Shale region, seventh coup of recent years, came as crowds in Niger's capital, Niamey, burned French flags and stoned the former colonial provisions mission, drawing tear gas from police. Leaders of the Economic Community of West Africa states called for constitutional order. Wonder what the hell that is. Constitutional, well, what constitutional order? I mean, you talk about open subject matter. To be restored, warning of reprisals, if not threatening that the measures to be undertaken may include the use of force by a foreign power. That's a part of your constitution, really? No wonder they fucking threw your ass out. ECOWAS, and this is all in capital letters, so it's an acronym, and the 8-member West African Economic and Monetary Union said that with immediate effect, borders with Niger would be closed, commercial flights banned. Well, this is what you do. See, it's just like fucking Venezuela. Venezuela, when we're going to let the Jews have 95 cents of every dollar of their fucking money that came from their fucking oil. So all of a sudden, commercial flights are banned, financial transactions halted, national assets frozen, and aid ended. And then starvation follows that, just like what happened in Venezuela. I wonder if they've already unarmed these fucking people. But you'll get two factions. Don't worry. I mean, they'll have the infiltrators, the mercenaries paid by the United States for Israel. And they will fucking get to that goddamn uranium, because that's what's important in this fucking world. The fucking resources and the goddamn multi-billion dollar industries, even if they include cutting up little children alive. The goddamn money's more important. Face it. Get down off that moral high ground. Start firing up fucking gun. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken supported ECOWAS ECWAS action. We join ECWAS and regional leaders in calling for the immediate release of President Mohamed Bazoum and his family, and the restoration. Who's demanding this? The fucking president. Oh, that's the one that, yeah, this is France, a foreign country, foreigners, foreign fucking corporations demanding, hey, you don't do it, we'll go hire that fucking mercenary force that the fucking United States provides. We'll go pay off fucking old Biden and have a goddamn war machine brought in. We'll blow your fucking asses up. You do what we tell you and give us your fucking resources, oi, 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 because they belong to the fucking masters. You're goyim. Now, you don't own nothing. Get that through your fucking head. We join, Banzan's family restoration and all state functions to the legitimate democratically elected government, said Blinken in a statement. And the you're going to decide what's legitimate in another country, huh? The immediate effect of the coup was the turning off of the uranium and gold faucet for the French. Why do you think this became such a big deal, people? The turning off of the uranium and gold faucet for the French. Now we have a problem. With immediate effect, the Republic of Niger, under the leadership of General Abdurrahman Yaman, Tachichinan, and and supported by the people of the Republic, announced the suspension of the export of uranium and gold to France on Sunday. And that kind of what Venezuela did. Venezuela said, no, you ain't getting no more of our fucking oil. You're not taking 95 cents of every fucking dollar, Jew. And we'll pull out everything. We'll shut your bank accounts down. We control the fucking means of exchange in the fucking world. We'll have countries that are starving from fucking oil. We'll ban them from fucking buying oil from you, though they need it, or else we'll threaten them with something else. This is fucking mafiosa. This is how the mafia operates, isn't it? I mean, you show me the goddamn difference. And get your ass off that fucking high ground and start shooting. Wazubaya reporters, a Nigerian news website, reported on protester proclaiming, we have uranium, diamonds, gold, oil, and we live like slaves. Man, I see your fucking problem, buddy. I live in your world. We don't need the French to keep us safe. Yeah, that's always what they're always having stationed there, for to keep me safe while they're milking your goddamn resources out of you, huh? Uranium production in Nigeria occurs mostly through a French-majority-owned company called Orano. While the French and Europeans were quick to deny that they would have trouble with lack of uranium exports, there was an immediate huge spike in the price of the commodity, signaling that it may indeed be the case. Well, we're going to have to send troops. Similar sanctions were imposed on ECOWAS on Mali, Burkina Faso, and Guyana following coups in those countries in the past 3 years. And now these countries called the coup association by detractors online all support Niger. A coup association. That's really cool. Never thought that like that could ever exist. Any military intervention against Niger would mean a declaration of war on Burkina Faso and Mali, and Burkina Faso and Mali transitional governments said in a joint statement. We got us another fucking war, people. Now, there's got to be the way the United States can get involved in this son of a bitch. What if somebody uses some fucking goddamn sarin gas? Or maybe somebody might drop some phosphorus bombs, and then we could get involved. So we can get over there, because, man, if the French are getting a cut of this fucking action and we aren't, that is not acceptable. The international corporate mafia, everybody wants a fucking cut of the action, don't they? The intern governments of Burkina Faso and Mali warned that any military intervention against Niger will amount to a declaration of war against Burkina Faso and Mali, according to the statement. The transitional government of Burkina Faso and Mali warned that any military intervention against Niger could result in the withdrawal of Burkina Faso and Mali from ECOWAS and the adoption of legitimate defense measures in support of the armed forces and people of Niger. Niger. Now, see, that was an American, wasn't that an American colony or something? And back in the war that didn't exist, the so-called war between the states, the war to, get rid of the fucking Bill of Rights and replace it with the 14th Slave Amendment. Kambi and Malian interim government said in the statement, while confrontation between West African countries and the coalition, got a coalition here, we're going to be part of that coalition, people, I'm telling you right now, and Niger would be bad enough. There is also the very real danger that the U.S. and France may find themselves dragged into it. No. And then what do you want to bet when we pull out that we're occupying all the fucking area, you know, like in Syria, where we're occupying all the area where the diamonds and the gold and the fucking uranium's at. What do you want to bet? This is fucking goddamn corporate mafia fucking takeovers. These are fucking gang wars. I'll read that to you again. While a confrontation between West African countries and the coalition around Niger would be bad enough, there is also the very real danger the United States and France may find themselves dragged into it. But Bill, I'll grab some billions and start fucking spending. Grab our fucking stockpiles of, well, they belong to us, but they're in the control of the fucking United Nations. Grab some more of our stockpiles of fucking munitions and start handing them over to these people. Get them killing each other. You can't make fucking money off of live people, don't you know it? You can if you're stealing their resources and they're keeping quiet. But if they're going to fucking stop you from taking the resource, well, we'll just make blood money off you on top of it, and we'll end up with the uranium in the end anyway. And that's what it fucking is. France has 15,000 soldiers in Niger, and a base with attack drones and fighter jets, while the U.S. has 1,100 troops and two drones. Well, goddamn, of course we do. I mean, we're ready to go. I mean, more war. The industrial war complex has an insatiable fucking appetite for fucking blood money. Anyways, interesting, huh? We on that moral high ground, and is everybody locking and fucking loading, man? Because you need to lock and load. We got shit to do. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Tiliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Ever since I was a boy, I seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can burn your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head up high, knock it off your chest.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated, and by God, I'm going to get them. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:47 Pacific time. And, of course, that was Hogjaw with Swamp. We listened to it, you know, standing in the tower, pissing and shitting down on while you're raping little kids on the work that the working man made. Goddamn right. Anywho, back to fucking tasks. Let's see what the hell. Anybody come off that fucking high ground blazing yet? I don't see it happening. You got the high ground. You don't get no fucking higher. And it won't get no fucking higher. That was a good one. Only thing we got left, you're joking me. Can't be. Yeah, we know the immigrants are getting to be police. I guess we got to read about fucking Joe Biden evidence one more time. Don't everybody forget about what's at the top of the fucking page. Don't forget that this motherfucking sick son of a bitch, this pedophilic piece of trash and his whole pedophilic fucking family are fucking hurting little kids probably right this minute. You're probably, old Hunter has probably just got through with another fucking batch of little six-year-olds and they're headed to go get chopped up and fucking sold on the world market in that multi-billion dollar industry. God damn what fucking fine financial geniuses they are. Evidence of Biden's Burisma corruption is overwhelming. Yeah, okay. The key associate of Hunter Biden reluctantly admitted details about how the Biden family business was run, and those details are shocking. I bet you I don't get shocked. We'll see. Oh, no, I ain't shocked. Devon Archer, a longtime business partner and close friend of Hunter Biden, told congressional investigators Monday that at a meeting in Dubai on December 4, 2015, top executives of the Ukraine energy concern Burisma asked Hunter Biden and himself for help from D.C. At this time of the meeting, Hunter Biden's dad, Joe Biden, was serving as Barack Obama's vice president as well as his point person on Ukraine. Mykola Zolochevsky, the owner of Burisma, and Vadim Pazaharasiki. I mean, this is what you get when you don't mind your own fucking business and stay inside your own fucking borders. Become part of this world fucking goddamn fucking boar's nest. Burisma executive wanted to get Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin fired as he was investigating the company for corruption, Archer told members of Congress. Now, are you shocked yet? I'm not shocked yet. I haven't heard nothing that I haven't fucking heard 100 times. Hunter Biden put Zolochevsky and Pazaharisky on a call with D.C. Archer said nothing. He was not part of the phone call, so couldn't possibly know who exactly was on the other end of the line. Joe Biden did meet and speak more than 20 times with various business associates who were paying for access to the Biden family, Archer admitted. Shocked yet? Not me either. In this case, Burisma was paying Archer and Hunter Biden as much as $83,000 a month to serve on the Ukrainian Energy Concerns Board, despite the fact that neither man had relevant experience of expertise of the job outside of their frequent meetings and contact with the then vice president. The two were hired the same month that the UK had opened an investigation into company officials. The money was well spent. Another paragraph. I'm not shocked. A mere 5 days after the Dubai meeting and phone call, Vice President Joe Biden gave a speech to the Ukraine Rada, its parliament in Kiev, attempting to lay the groundwork for firing Shokin. And we had this on a video yesterday. I mean, and him saying it. It took just a few short months before Shokin was fired. Biden bragged in a public speech in January 2018 that he was personally responsible for getting that firing accomplished so quickly. In fact, he claimed he had bullied the Ukrainian government into firing the investigator by threatening to withhold a $1 billion loan guarantee unless he got what he wanted. Seriously. Are you shocked yet, guys? I didn't know about that. Nope, we knew about that. I'm not shocked either. And I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. I think this is Biden supposed to be talking. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from this is not minding your own fucking business, Yatsenyuk, that they would take action against the state prosecutor. And they didn't. So they said they had. They were walking out to a press conference. I said, "Nah, I'm going. We're not going to give you that $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." Laughter, laughing about it. I said, "I'm telling you. You're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Was this Joe Biden's money? I mean, he's sitting there fucking his, well, we already knew that. Sorry. I didn't mean to excite you people. Nothing exciting yet. We already know what he said. Well, son of a bitch. Laughter. He got fired. Yeah, you used the people's fucking money to fucking coerce a foreign fucking government out of an investigation that your fucking son was a part of. But we're not going to do that. We're not going to let you make this the subject on Hunter fucking Biden. The top of the page is where we're interested in Hunter Biden. That's where we're fucking shocked. We're fucking shocked that goddamn video is still sitting there and nobody has made mention of it. Because they're not allowed to make mention of it. Because there is no free press in this country. Except for the fucking trenches. It's the only fucking place you'll see any fucking truth fucking told that looks like. How many fucking people have got this son of a bitch up? It should be stuck at the top of every fucking website. Until these motherfuckers are forced to fucking acknowledge that this motherfucking pedophile was pedophiling little fucking six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes while he was weighing out his fucking crack cocaine. Don't you think that's more... Now, that's fucking shocking. But this cover-up fucking shit, I mean, all this bullshit every day. Oh, well, that's... Pretty soon, your mind just kind of... I'm going to go look at those little girls. Oh, those little girls. They just kind of drift away out of your fucking mind and you forget about them. And probably best so, because they're probably already been cut up like while they were still alive and parted out and given away or to the fucking corporate fucking elite, the international corporate mafia elite. What an amazing series of events. Oh, yes, goddamn it is. Nothing like it. What's at the top of this page, though? Events that led to Joe Biden personally fulfilling what Burisma was paying Hunter fulfilling what Burisma was paying Hunter Biden to accomplish. What are the odds? Not the weather. After Archer's transcribed interview, Representative Don Goldman, a Democrat from New York who previously ran some of the Russia collusion hoax as a congressional staffer, ran to the cameras to cushion the blow of the explosive new information. What new information? What the hell is he talking about? We've seen all this. For years, the corporate press and the Democrats had uncritically accepted Biden's preposterous claim. Nobody's accepted his claim. This is the fucking uranium you discovered? That he had never spoken with his son on his son's business his son's business partners about the Biden family business. They had the laptop, remember? Don't tell me for fucking years people didn't fucking know. We knew. Even when Biden's business associate, Boba Belinsky, described in detail on the record and with supporting evidence how Joe Biden saved as the chairman of the family business, served as the chair. Now, is that shocking? No. I mean, that's what it is. It's all business. I mean, they used remember during the Trump thing, they were talking about separating the business. He had to get the business things out of his name and playing the fucking game like they're actually a legitimate fucking government, which they are not. They're a corporation. They're a fucking corporation that's operating a fraud that's lasted for well, since about 18 and 62, 63, 61 in there, whenever Lincoln declared the first fucking goddamn martial law and said you don't have no fucking rights under the Bill of Rights in violation of the ninth article, it said he had no fucking jurisdictional authority to do so. So that's how long this shit has been going on. And Biden serves as a family. These are mafia families. They're fucking telling you. The media largely ignored the explosive claims. Explosive claim. Oh, fuck. So that was explosive, people. Damn, are you okay? I am. Witch Archer echoing Bubba Linsky's claims and further not noting that the business wouldn't have worked without Joe Biden's brand, Goldman, oy. And others like him had to concede that Biden did, in fact, speak with Hunter's business associates. No, he conceded that. I mean, there's a difference between us knowing it's an absolute fact and they're absolute liars, that they're absolute fucking corrupt criminal motherfuckers from the top to the bottom, from the meter maid to the president. But they fucking, I mean, he had to admit it. And what now? In fact, they had to admit he spoke with them frequently. However, Goldman claimed they were only talking about the weather. Okay. But still, that was lies. I mean, is there any such thing as fucking fucking lying to fucking Congress, lying to the fucking people, you know, what the hell am I thinking here? Wow, no one actually thinks Joe Biden has a secret interest in meteorology that he only shares with corrupt foreign or oligarchs who happen to be in business with his son. The claim is ridiculous for another reason. A conservative broadcaster, Larry O'Connor, wrote, "Understand this, Hunter's getting Joe on a speakerphone was the deliverable. I'm not shocked. It literally doesn't matter what was discussed. Showing that he could get the vice president of the United States on the phone was all Hunter had to show his clients to seal the deal. He was selling access, not policy. Getting the big guy to pick up the phone demonstrated his ability." I'm not shocked. You said you were going to shock me. I'm not feeling no fucking shock here. We know Burisma was paying Biden family members for help getting powerful people in D.C. to get investigators off his back. We know Biden was the top official in D.C. related to Ukraine. Why isn't he under arrest then? Oh, for the same reason they didn't arrest Hillary Clinton for the espionage, the fucking treason, the sedition that she fucking committed. No reasonable prosecutor in the fucking King Chuck's fucking Star Chamber courts would ever fucking call a grand jury together to, I mean, he's just too big. He's the big guy, don't you remember? I mean, it's in the story. I read it. He is the big guy. Anyway, this is enough of this disgusting stuff. We filled the fucking time. And, man, you're up on that moral high ground, man. Shift that fucking shell in, man. If you don't fucking do this pretty goddamn soon, people, you're going to be too fucking late. They're going to overwhelm us. There's a goddamn video down here on the fucking page. It shows them son of a bitches crossing. I mean, it's a steady fucking stream. If you don't fucking step up, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it just because you're fucking, I don't know, fucking cunts. This is unfucking believable. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And meanwhile, stop polishing. Put the fucking shells in, the son of a bitch. The enemy is all around you. Everywhere you fucking look, there is an enemy combatant that you know is an enemy combatant that is bound to see you dead, see your fucking children dead, see your fucking loved ones dead. And you're just sitting there with a fucking loaded rifle, sitting on the highest fucking moral high ground to ever exist on this goddamn planet. And you would just sit there and polish the son of a bitch. Get on it. Pull that fucking trigger. That's a word from the trenches. I'm ready to fight for what I
give up.